Patreon exclusive.
I see you playing with your DualSense and your PS5, and I'm like, fuck you. I guess that Phil fucking Spencer wasn't enough. I'm like, fuck you, Joanne. Fuck out too. Said so you like Cerny. I think he's so pervy. Now he that's some shit. And although we fight and offend, I still love you, my friend. With the fuck you.
Are we doing this now? Is this a show?
I guess we are.
I don't have time to mess around, okay? Like, let's just do this. Let's test our friendship.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can stay friends at the end.
I worked a long day's work.
Me too. Been a long day's of work. Is that the Beatles?
It's been a hard day.
Can I start something? Can I start something with my hot take?
I've been working like a dog.
Here's my hot take for the day. Here, like, I don't even know if I'm going to get in a fight with you or someone else about this.
Tread fucking lightly
Beatles,
if it's about Beatles, the Beatles.
Tread fucking lightly. Overrated. Way overrated. And it's not. It's not even funny, dude. Like, what are you guys on about? What the heck?
Wow.
Overrated.
Wow, really? One of the greatest band of all time. Yeah, wow. Overrated.
If you say so. If you say
I
so.
I do say so. Millions of other people say so.
That's why it's overrated. What do you just calm records. Down? Look, if popularity was the metric, then like you wouldn't have an argument against Nickelback.
They literally inspired like most genres of music. How dare you?
Well, that's fine. Good. People went on to make better music.
Oh my God. That's.
Yep. Yeah. Let's start with that.
Did you say Nickelback's better?
No, I'm saying if your metric is how many millions of people like it, then Nickelback's pretty great. Then, aren't they?
They couldn't even perform live because the literal stadiums they filled of people were too rowdy.
Yeah, Nickelback Mania. Have you ever heard of it? Nickelback Mania.
No one's ever heard of that.
It was a thing.
Back Nickelback in the, apologists.
Back in the aughts.
Jesus.
Late 1999, the start of Nickelback Mania, back when we were downloading MP3s for the first time.
That's right. All right, listen, welcome to the Console War Room, where Sean, an Xbox player, is obviously wrong about something, and I, a PlayStation gamer, is obviously in the right about everything. Here we're going to yell and bicker about...
We're going to fight?
We want to fight? I'm assuming we're going to yell about the Xbox Direct.
Xbox. What are we yelling at? We don't even know what's happening.
No, you said you want to record this. We need to record this. I said,
We are going to fight. Well, I mean, to start things off, we need to address the elephant that's in the room.
The fantasy critic
is rigged from the start. We should have been doing the draft this month. We did it last month.
You guys aren't doing nearly as good that I honestly thought Fire Emblem. Yeah, let's just start it off.
Let's just start it off. Do it. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. We're at the end of January as we record this,
first
and we're
month
winning.
Of the year.
We're winning. So if we're counting months, one for one. Xbox Drive, one for one. Just eat a big pile of Dookie, Babbitt.
I mean, if that's how that worked. Dookie, what is this, a PG show? Eat.
Dookie. That's how. Jeez.
Okay, first off, you're not even giving me the link to the Fantasy Critic. Can I have the link to the Fantasy Critic?
Oh, honestly, I'm just going to kind of sit in this. The fact that you can't even log into the Fantasy Critic. What do I got to give you the link to it for?
Because I don't care enough to have it on hand.
Sure. Okay. Absolutely. I feel bad for Kyle again. I feel bad for Kyle. How is he supposed to work with this?
I mean,
okay, what do we got? We got, you've had a game come out. We've had two games come out.
Yep.
And I think you're right. I will give you Fire Emblem Engage sitting at an 82.4, giving us 12.4 points. A little low, would say. And honestly, the fact that we picked it, it was our 6th pick, I think, is okay. Like, it wasn't first pick. It wasn't totally down the road.
Sure.
But I think it was that far down because when we did the draft, we started to see, like, I think it was that day, some of those previews starting to come out and people kind of middling. And I tempered my expectations at that point. I still wanted it. I think, you know, 82 is still good. But from that Nintendo first party, still carrying over into this year, you know?
Here's the the game we had was Season Letter to the Future. So it's 79. Honestly, where I thought it was going to go, I thought it was going to be an 80. So I'm only down a point. I honestly thought Fire Emblem Engage was going to be a 90.
Did you really?
I really thought 88.
I'm trying
90.
To think of any other Fire Emblem games that
Dead
were
Space 90s. Is like, falling exactly where I thought
same,
it would be.
Same. I thought 90. Yep. Yeah, I thought it would be a 90. It's sitting at, and we got decimal points this year. What the heck was these? I've never seen this before.
I know.
89.8. It's kind of like my my average in junior high and high school.
So if you ask me right now, a month in, am I nervous? Absolutely not.
You should be. You guys still have Zelda. Like, that's the thing. Zelda. That's pretty, what if Zelda gets delayed, dude? What if Zelda doesn't happen?
What if Forza gets delayed?
Dude, let's talk about it.
No,
they went from spring 2023 to just the year 2023. I think it's still like, I don't think it's possible for it to get delayed, to be honest with you, but that doesn't exactly instill confidence, that move.
Yeah, that does legitimately worry me. I think it's a November game.
I think really,
if it's not September, it's November, but like that is so, like, and I gotta give it to you guys here. I think Final Fantasy 16 is a bold choice. I do think it's a risk. I'm just gonna say it.
Final Fantasy 16, you think is a risk?
I do think it's a risk. Because I think it's gonna do really great, just like how I think Spider-Man 2 is a bit of a risk. I think it's gonna do really great.
I don't think so,
but. I don't know if it's
Legend. Well, if we're looking at the four top picks, which are, you guys had Zelda and Spider-Man, we had Final Fantasy and Forza. All of a sudden, after this developer's direct, Forza looks like a little less like a sure thing. Like it like anything could slip.
Yeah.
And I just feel like when I look at this list of games, it's just totally different. My outlook for this year is completely different. I could get walloped by this. Well, in that last year, I was like, nothing's coming out. Like, even God of War, I'm like, that's not coming out. Or The Last of Us, like, I doubted so many things. And there were certain things that we were right about that wouldn't have made it. And they slipped into this year. But this year, I look at our top picks, and I still don't think any of those slip. Except for, of course, Hollow Knight Silksong. That game is never coming out, dude. We're getting chicken wiggle before that.
What's with you guys in this game?
We paid money for it. Where is it? It was 2018, the Kickstarter.
Has there been an update?
No, well, I'm like 3 years ago or something. They said like the art is started. Like it's not good. It's not good.
That's the thing about Kickstarter.
Silksong won't. I tell you, man. I haven't done another Kickstarter since, and I won't again. And that sucks for everybody else who have legitimate Kickstarters.
Yeah, legitimate Kickstarters. Yeah. So, okay. So Forza, Final Fantasy 16, a little risky. I was actually very surprised of how high you put Jedi Survivor.
It's wasn't it the one that you guys picked last year? We just went after all of your picks that we counterpicked.
Is that what
you
guys
did? Yeah, it was a strategy. I think it was, if it was good enough for you guys to race after last year with utter disregard for its possibility of releasing, we just went after
again,
it.
And again, even with utter disregard and some would say lack of care, we only lost by like 4 points.
Losing. Doesn't matter, you still lost. Like, that's the thing. Like, you get like a trophy. It's just like, almost did it, almost made it, almost first place.
Well, no, it's almost barely cared.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, clearly. Yeah. Let's record about where it every single month. Just like
rent free.
You just get like this apartment trophy. Yep. It's free.
And next month too, we have we got Destiny too.
I'm pissed you guys got that one. I'm not happy about it. Yeah.
And we got we got Horizon Call of the Mountain.
Yeah, that's gonna be a 7. Oh my god, are you kidding me? That's a 7.
Shout out to Blessing from Kinda Funny, because I think that's gonna score really high. So we got that, and
sounds like it's rigged to me.
Like a Dragon ish. Like, we have literally four games coming out.
You guys have good picks. So there's no way around it. You guys have good picks.
Like a Dragon ish. Already got preview coverage. Wulong Final Fallen Dynasty. This is a high 80 game.
Yeah, that's a good pick. That's and I wanted it. Pick. And Ryan was like, they're not going to pick it. And then you picked it next.
And then we have Horizon Call of the Mountain, which if it's good, and I'm going to say this, if it's good, you're looking at 80s, 90.
Yeah. Why? We needed as many picks as we have. Like, what do we do? 30 games?
Yeah.
Because if we did like 15, like we're all going to be crushing it.
Yeah.
If we had 15 games to pick, like everyone's going to be great. There's like this year is going to be a banner year. Like Fantasy Critic aside, could be one of the best games in video games. Maybe this side of the year 2000.
And honestly, if I could even say, I agree with you fully.
Possibly.
That's why I'm very happy that we got the counter pick of Minecraft Legends.
Oh, what a dumb pick. I mean, of the ones to choose, it looked great. Are you kidding me?
That game did not look great in the
83.
Yeah. No, I think it's in the 70s. And I think we could take that hit.
You're going to have to.
Do okay. And do okay. Yeah. Because at least we didn't pick Final Fantasy VII.
I can't wait for that thing to come out and you guys get hit with the counter pick. That's so funny. Yeah.
That was the dumbest. I can't believe Ryan made that call.
Well, and then you guys went and grabbed Final Fantasy 14 expansion.
Yep.
Is it possible? You think so?
They literally said we have more Final Fantasy news coming this year.
I think I did hear that actually.
Yeah, something along those lines.
No, like, Final Fantasy coming. 7 Rebirth. There you go.
Yeah. Ooh wee.
You know, your legends counterpick was dumb. It was a bad one. Be interested to see what's going on with Ubisoft. We picked up the Ubisoft open world Star Wars game that doesn't have a title.
Yeah,
and we already think it's going to come out this year. Yeah, you locked it in.
We already locked you in. Why would you make such a dumb
move? You have to have four. I don't think it's a dumb move, but I think counterpicking it is a smart move.
So stupid.
I think of all the games that you have to counterpick there, like exactly. That's pretty good.
You don't even know the name of the Star Wars game.
It's Star Wars Open World. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
And then you got apparently the Forza, isn't there DLC coming? Like there's a DLC pack coming out?
Honestly, I can't remember who said it. Maybe it was multiple people saying it. But the fact that we know that there's more DLC coming out for Horizon might be the best indication that we have that Motorsport is delayed, like beyond the immediate future. That like we still need to sit and enjoy Horizon DLC before we get into the next Forza game. So,
but it seems like, honest to God, it seems like it's just a car pack. It's nothing too extravagant.
They've never done anything like that. They've never done like just a car pack. I mean, they have done car packs, but not counted as DLC.
Oh, is it not counted as DLC?
No, it's usually like Blizzard Mountain or whatever.
So are you nervous? So are you a little nervous about this? You haven't even heard it.
No. I feel like they don't really do too much promotion for it. Like because I think it's actually you could take it one of two ways. My notion is that it's from an area of confidence that they don't have to beg people to come back and play Forza Horizon 5 because people are already playing it. And when the next pack comes, it'll come. And that's kind of what I took from when I look at the developer direct, I look at that also as a bit of confidence. I've always wanted Xbox to get kind of closer to where PlayStation and certainly Nintendo have been, where Nintendo, like they've been focusing on just Fire Emblem. We are now almost a week since Fire Emblem was released, and I expect them at any moment to go Nintendo Direct coming around the corner. And that's just how they do it. And I'm glad that Xbox didn't have to go, here's the next 50 games you can look forward to. They just went, here's a little sliver, little taste. One of them is today. I thought that was awesome.
I can't wait to play it. It's fun.
Yeah. It's fun. I struggle a little bit with the beat, like hitting on the beat, because you click the button and then he swings the guitar. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I always get a little confused. Like
there's like a little weird delay you feel.
It's not like firing a gun, right? Okay. Like firing a gun, like you click and he shoots. There's this
instant. I've killed a man before.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Tallahassee.
So I gotta wrap my mind around that a little bit. But GoldenEye just came out like 2 minutes ago. And I was kind of hoping, truth be told, I was kind of hoping that I would message you, go like, are we doing this? And you'd be like, I'm sleeping. I'd be like, good. I want to play GoldenEye instead.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you. Yeah. I'd just rather play
GoldenEye. How many levels are you going to get through the first one?
Yeah.
That's cool.
You don't think I want to play through this entire game? Like, have you not done like the single player of GoldenEye? Are you not down with the GoldenEye?
GoldenEye is one of my favorite games in the N64 era, but it is aged like shit.
Well, I want to play the Xbox one. I want to see how that goes.
Well, it's the Xbox, what is it? The arcade version.
You're such a downer. Wow. Do you even like video games?
No, not anymore. I've been canceled and I hate it. Yeah. Let's talk about, okay. So it seems like we're indirectly talking about the Xbox Direct. What?
Nothing. I'm not.
You want to talk about the Xbox Direct?
No, I do. I do. I thought, I don't know what I was, I'm just talking.
That's right. You were jumping to conclusions. You were going, so, okay. Forza looked good. Hi-Fi Rush
from Tango. From the makers of The Evil Within, obviously, and The Evil Within 2, because of course it is. They come out with Jet Set Radio times Sunset Overdrive times whatever else. Donkey Konga,
so good.
Yeah, plays great. It's really fun.
Plays great. I wish you could.
Have you ever
seen
a game like this on Xbox? Have you seen, when was the last time we saw something like
Sunset
this?
Overdrive.
I guess so. Yeah.
And it makes me feel like, in my heart of hearts, Insomniac, I know you got like a third team, small team.
Mm-hmm.
Get them on a Sunset Overdrive.
They don't have Game Pass. That's what's making this possible, obviously.
Obviously. That's what you've been told, so I get it.
Mm-hmm. That's part of my brainwashing. It's part of my training.
Yeah. I am supposed to respond to that to say,
yeah. Well, you know, it's not even just because of Game Pass. It's being blessed by being purchased by thou Phil Spencer.
Jesus Christ.
And Satya Nadella.
Didn't Microsoft just talk about that Microsoft has a new metric for Game Pass success?
Oh no, I didn't see that. That doesn't surprise me.
Literally just came out
because engagement wasn't enough. Like game hours played or how many new games people are playing. Is that something too?
Something like that. Yeah.
Like games you otherwise wouldn't try if it wasn't for Game Pass.
Yeah.
I could see it.
It just makes me think about like this company that I don't trust. I don't trust it.
Why don't you trust them? Trust them with your life. They'll just lay off 10,000 people.
Exactly. And then 2 days afterwards, we're going to, you know, pour billions of dollars in AI tech that will make us, you know, lay off even more people. Great. That's a company.
Who did
that
I just see, though? There was a bunch of these layoffs happening. And then somebody just took like the CEO of one of these companies just took a huge. It was Tim Cook, wasn't it? Holy crap. You know, aside from the whole supply chain that he runs over there. That was probably a decent move.
Right. Like shades of gray, these companies are.
It really is. That's why I say with a little bit of sarcasm in my voice about condemning anything, because it's like, I mean.
All right, let's talk about Redfall.
Come at me
let's
on your about, iPhone. Right. Oh, listen, Redfall, you and I are going to be separate on
this. I talk about
this.
Ethical capitalism.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Thank you. No,
I'd rather talk about Redfall and consumption.
I'm with you. You like this game. You're excited about this game.
Dude, this looks really fun.
I need to get my hands on it. I don't look at that and go like, I can't wait. I'm not anticipating
really?
Redfall. Nope. I think I've seen everything they can show me. I think it just has to be fun at this point, but.
Well, okay. If you're not sure about it, then just counterpick it.
I could, but I don't know. Like to me, this is,
put your money where your mouth is. Counterpick Redfall. You don't have that much. You're talking that bad about it.
I'm not talking that. I don't, like I said, I need to get my hands on it and see if it's fun, but I could consider it.
Yeah.
I feel that's a risky counterpoint.
I would talk to Ryan about it if you're a coward and, but if you knew what, like, just pick it. I talked crap about Minecraft Legends. It looks like a solid 7, meaning it's a good game.
That would be the ballsiest counter pick. I think of all of them. That'd be pretty.
Yeah.
And then I would do it and you could say that you love my balls.
That's right.
You could do that if you wanted to.
I feel like this is the scene in Back to the Future 2 where like the drummer from Red Hot Chili Peppers gets Marty's dad to do something behind the boss's back. And then the boss fires him.
I don't think that's like, in that movie.
No. Dude, I swear to God. It's like in the hologram projector. Right before they're about to have microwave dominoes.
The counterpicks are impossible. I think I might be paralyzed by this. I think it's really difficult. I'm looking at your list. I'm thinking maybe, well, I think Metroid Prime Trilogy is the counter pick to go with. I think I'd like to lock you in on that.
Yeah.
Or Prime 4.
Or Prime
4. Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's, I'll just counter pick really all your Metroid picks. Just lock that.
Perhaps. Perhaps.
If you're if Mario comes out, that'll have me worried. If they actually announce a Mario game and you guys have already got that thing.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If one of those Metroid Prime trilogies comes out, you're donezos.
I don't think so. Donezos. I think Metroid could land
at a 78.
That's
going to be your Kirby.
Be your Pokemon. That'll be your
think
Pokemon.
Just think about it. Look at Metroid Dread.
No, you have counted on Pokemon, whatever, Violet and Scarlet. Didn't work out for you.
Nintendo sucks.
I think Metroid. Yeah, look at you putting all your faith in a Nintendo over here. You got Avatar Cyberpunk. Frontiers of Pandora. I could counterpick that.
I hope you do.
Do you?
Hope you do, dude.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
Because here's the thing. You go, I could counterpick. Just counterpick it. Counterpick Redfall. Counterpick one of the Metroids. If
I don't think, I don't have to, though. But I don't think I can. Oh, wait. We have a super drop, don't we?
Perhaps. But do you want to waste it?
I would waste it on Redfall. I would use a counterpick and then super drop that counterpick for Redfall.
Wow.
But I feel like that's not in the spirit that I want. I don't want it to do bad. I don't want this game to review badly. But I don't know. I'd have to look at, like, Dishonored and those games review well. So like I feel like it has nothing to do with what I think.
Let me see. I know Dishonored 1.
Dishonored. I feel like Dishonored 2 is even better.
Yeah, and 87 Dishonored 2. But Prey, and that Prey is the last game they've made, sits at an 81, but originally.
That's still pretty good. Yeah.
Originally when it came out, oh boy, it was.
Yeah.
Rough.
See, that's what I mean. I don't know where to land on this. I'm glad they got something new. Like, that's the thing. We got, Minecraft Legends is still Minecraft. Forza is, same old, same old. What else? We got something new with Hi-Fi Rush, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Elder Scrolls. Nothing on Starfield. They gotta see Starfield, man. Give me Starfield.
Guys.
You have it. Did you have it or did we pick it?
No,
we picked
you guys
it.
Have it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna do great.
You got if it does great, it's that Bethesda, bump. But
the same bump they got with Fallout 76.
I mean, different studio entirely. We're talking about Bethesda Game Studio.
Dude, they didn't do themselves. Can we just talk about it? I wish we had the trailer, the reveal that we saw last from Starfield. Like, they didn't do themselves any favors by, like, I think it was, like, the first thing that we saw from a first-person perspective was zapping minerals like No Man's Sky. It's like, y'all, like, we have that already.
It's stuttering on stage.
Yeah. Well, that was Bayonetta when we first saw Bayonetta. I was like, what?
And you know me. I'm not a coward. I would counterpick Starfield.
Then do it.
I wish I could. I don't have the login.
Oh, well, I'll tell Kyle right now.
He's not going to reply.
Hey, Kyle.
He's not going to reply.
Joe wants, what do you want to counterpick? Starfield?
Starfield.
Counterpick Starfield, but doesn't have the login.
Give me the login. I'll counterpick it right now.
I also said that you also don't have the balls.
I mean, we're talking about not having the cojones.
Okay.
I mean, here we are not counterpicking Redfall. Okay, we're counterpicking. Okay.
We're just, you know what we are right now? We're like the two cowards at school. We're like, we're going to fight. And everybody gathers around just
punch
like,
you, bro.
Fight, get him. You go for it.
Go on.
Take a swing. I'm right here.
Bro.
So how do your mother for me?
Hello to your mother for me. You know what? You know what I think is a safe counter pick for you guys? If I could be Aretha Franklin with you? A Wolf Among Us 2.
Armored Core, I think, is another safe pick. That game ain't coming out.
No, I think they're right about to show more. They are going to have a presentation on this game. In the coming days,
it's gonna be tricky. Like, when to pull the trigger on these things. Like, you guys did it pretty quickly with Star Wars. You were just like, "No, done, locked in." Like, you had no doubt.
Yeah,
interesting.
Here's the thing with Armored Core. From Software is on such a high, and they have some of the best creative leads right now.
Yeah, working on Elden Ring DLC.
Elden Ring DLC and this game. This game's gonna.
No, I think I might counterpick it.
Yeah, do it right now.
I think I might counterpick it.
All right, just do it right now.
I'm going to talk to Ryan. Can I counterpick?
Go for it.
Armored Core for Trophy Room. Please.
Tell him I'm begging. I'm begging you.
He's not begging. Begging you.
Can I just say that I'm very happy he's found someone?
Me too.
A lady, you know?
Got a lady. Yeah.
And he seems like he's in love.
You know what, though? Ever since this, he's become super unreliable. I'm just kidding. Like, he's changed, man. Yeah. He used to be around for us. And now all he cares about is this lady.
You want to counterpick this game?
Armored Core. Yeah, I'm going to counterpick.
Instead of Redfall.
Yeah. He said, you can, but it may lose us more points than us forcing them to keep Metroid Prime 4. Okay, well, so we should counterpick that.
Which one?
Metroid Prime 4.
I think that's a safe one.
Yeah, I think so too. I think we're going to do this right here live.
Yeah. Because again, you're a coward. So, like, I understand why you would want to counterpick that instead of Armored Core that you just literally said you're going to do.
That bid does not. Well, I have to make a bid to counterpick?
Please. That's why I'm just saying, like, listen, maybe hold your horses.
No, Ryan says lock him in. You are locked in.
That's fine. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Yeah. Well,
but okay, we'll what if Metroid Prime 4 does come out? Which honestly,
It's been so long that it is possible that it comes out this year.
4 years.
It's been so long, dude.
4 years. And again, what Jeff Grubb stated earlier of like, this announcement was supposed to be in November, December, and it's gotten pushed back. So actually, you know what? No, you're right. Go counterpick Metroid Prime 4.
I think the trilogies are first. I think the remakes are first.
Sure.
You don't think so? I think they're done. I think those ones are done. I think those are easy.
Oh, those are done. And I think
we get
those
Zelda.
I think
we get Mario. Like, that's where I'm at with Metroid, is I think we actually get a new Mario game. There's no reason to think we're getting another Mario
game. I'm actually pretty happy you picked Metroid Prime 4. Because actually, good. I mean, remember what you said about Bayonetta 3 too?
Yeah.
Bayonetta was a game that long in development hell. You're like, I don't even know if it comes out this year. It came out. Did great.
Yeah. Well, high expectations for Metroid.
Yeah.
Very high expectations.
Some would say they're just happy if they get it, you know?
I think one of the things that just comes out of this hyper-focus on fantasy and scores is just how nonsensical reviews are overall. It doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't. None of it makes sense.
I'm just saying you're a coward. You said you're going to pick Redfall. You didn't. You said you were going to pick, what is this? Is it Rubicon, right? Didn't.
This is just my process, Joe. This is how I win.
Honestly, you know what, I don't though? Think you are this year.
That gross laugh that you just had, this is going to sound terrible. that like laugh that you had reminded me of Bobby in a way. And how much fun would it be for us to have like Nintendo Guru, Sony Pony over here, and Xbox over here doing Fantasy Critic? We would do a three-way. Oh my! I love Seth and the Nintendo Pals. They did Nintendo only Fantasy Critic. They were only allowed to pick games.
So there
were
only
five
games.
I'd have to look. Like, what would that look like if you could only pick games that are coming out on Switch?
Can I say this? And I'll only say where I rank you guys, because how many hosts do you guys have?
Like across everyone?
Across everyone.
I think we have seven. I think six or seven.
Six, seven. Seth is my favorite.
Is he? That's cool.
By far.
Yeah, Seth is great.
By far.
I think Lockleth is up there.
Lockleth is then second. Distant second. Yep. No offense.
Let's just rank them.
Yeah.
You know who I'm here for? Matt Sulawski's laugh. Matt's laugh is amazing.
But he's, you'd be good. Shocked where Sean Capri is in the the tier
on
list.
The way out, on the way out the door.
I bet.
I've been relegated to the paywall only. I don't get to make shows on the free feeds anymore. Yeah. Like, maybe not out in public. Okay.
What was your big announcement? You guys had a big announcement.
Who did?
You guys
we have a new YouTube show. We have a new YouTube show.
What's it called?
It's not a podcast. It's not a podcast.
It's not a podcast, but what's it called?
I think it's called It's Not a Podcast. It's like Carpool Gaming Weekly. It's a show.
Explain it.
I don't know what these kids are doing with my stuff anymore.
Fair enough.
We got a new show. It's out there. People should check it out.
And it's not
I'm excited
a podcast.
About it. It's not a podcast. That'll be on a shirt.
But it's two people talking about the games that came out this week.
Yeah. But the news this week. But it's not a podcast. Yeah.
Though think if you of, put it on a podcast feed, it would be very successful.
It would be a podcast. Maybe. We're just destined to repeat everything that Kinda Funny did like six right. years ago. So this is like our Kinda Funny.
And what Skilled Up is doing now.
And who?
Skilled Up.
Who's that?
You never heard of Skilled Up?
Can I tell you something? Like, not to be shady to whoever that is. I'm sure that's a big deal. I only listen to like our friends. Like I don't listen to anything else.
Skilled Up is Skilled Up. Australian dude. Honestly, the best reviews in games. And some really great coverage and some stellar podcasts. He's really
That's cool.
good. I will
subscribe. I like the simplicity of that banner and the logo.
Right.
That's very nice. It doesn't have to be, you know.
Crazy. And they're all and look like, at the reviews.
Thumbnails are nice.
Look at the reviews.
Oh, look at
they're
this.
Like 20, 40 minutes.
Okay, I want our team to be listening. Like, I want our thumbnails to look like this. That's Same. How you do a thumbnail. Like, it's good fonts. Good thumbnails are hard, but I think we make them more hard than they need to be.
It's so difficult. That's why I'm like, here's a template, and then this will be my template that I use this year. Part of me wants to use the shocked face. I really got to get over the shocked face.
Yeah.
I hate it because I feel it's cheap.
We should get a photographer at Extra Life this year. Just take all of our pictures and we can use them in thumbnails for the rest of the year.
And here's the thing, though. But it works. So I may hate it.
I know. It's like, why does it work? Why does that work?
I don't know.
Like, do people click on that and go like, wow, surprise face. Wonder what this person is so surprised about over anything else. Like, why do it obviously is a thing. Like, statistically speaking, this is a thing. It's weird.
And so, like, he does This Week in Games, where it's like a wrap-up. Like, this is what That's happened cool. this week. This is what came out this week.
Yeah.
He's really good. And he's very, like, I don't know. He's very articulate. Like, some
what
of
do
the
you,
ideas
what do you
that
look
are rolling around in this
Do you
app.
Look for more, like, entertaining? Do you look more for friendship and community? Do you look more for professionalism? Like, I think everybody has, like, maybe a slider along those.
Well, first off, like community, we got the best one, you know, both of us.
I'll say, yeah, I'll take that. Yeah.
I think you guys do community stuff way better than us. And I wish, you know, I have the bandwidth to do it. But
I think you guys do. This is what we'll congratulate each other. Like, I think your show, like I look at you guys and like you do a PlayStation show primarily, like, is it fair to say like only? And the community and the support and everything that you garner around that is so impressive. Like I don't think that we could do that with one show. That's why we have all the shows. It's maybe a self-conscious thing, but like you guys do that with just PlayStation.
I feel like a lot of it is luck.
You do it with like the worst console. Like that's the incredible part is you have this incredible community rallied around this shite Jim Ryan led console platform.
Luke, first off, Luke has my DualSense Edge, and he hasn't shipped it yet.
Why does he have it?
Because PlayStation Direct wouldn't let me for the longest time. Error.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's right.
It's awful. But they fixed it. But before they did, Luke bought it, and he got it. He came home. He's like, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll ship it out to you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, 2-day shipping. I'll get it on Monday. I'm so excited for it.
Yeah.
Super jazz.
You should get two because the battery sucks on it.
Give a shit. It's gonna be always plugged in. Relax. Should it be better?
How much was it? Was it expensive?
Yeah, $200.
That's a lot. But it's not as much as the the Elite for Xbox. I think it was 190 or something like that.
180, yeah.
Or 220. I think. I don't know. I get confused with.
But without all the gadgets and gizmos,
the core. Yeah. Yeah. I would want the gadgets though. Like I would only want the core if I already had an Elite, and I took mine back. I sold it.
Yeah, and the thing about the Elite is the build quality is awful. So
that's why I don't have one. I don't have one anymore.
So if this is $200 and it lasts me, you know, years, awesome.
Yeah.
Because I can't say that for the Elite. That being said, though, going back to our community, part of it's luck, but I think also we're so clear of what we're about.
Yeah.
It's like, we're a PlayStation show. Stop.
Mm-hmm.
We're not here to trash Xbox and we're not here to trash Nintendo. Mm-hmm. We're just here to give our honest take.
Yeah.
And I think people are into that. And they're like, this episode in particular, we got really serious with two topics. And every time we have like a serious conversation, we literally turn to each other and go, so we're doing the wheat from the chaff episode. He's like, yeah. Like,
okay. What does that mean? What do you mean?
Meaning like, look, it always happens. We get a big show that comes in. So like the Trophy Room Awards, last time I checked, 7,000 downloads. Thank you all.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's amazing.
And then we'll have a episode where we have to get serious about something. And sometimes it's very like, this is a really serious subject. It's very divisive.
You nailed it.
But we're going to talk about it. And we're hopefully, if you don't want to hear it, you don't have to. But if you're here, you're in it.
Yeah.
And it's those conversations where if that person wasn't here for it, they just leave. But the people that get it stay. Mm-hmm. And so because we have those really hard talks, I feel like the people that stay truly understand what we're about and what our intentions are.
Yeah. And you have a great voice also.
Yeah. I mean, thanks.
Also, you guys are doing a great job with your Last of Us recaps. And I think one of the things you have, among so many other things you got going really great for you guys, you're immediately after it. Like, you're as soon after it, like, aside from you somehow getting early access, and wouldn't it be great for you to have already recorded those reactions and then drop it the moment that thing becomes available? That would be awesome. But as like, you're along the ride with the rest of us, you record it, I assume, like the second that thing is done.
Yep.
And then you're pushing it to YouTube app immediately after that.
Because I want to talk to Kyle about it.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. And that's what everybody's experiencing
with
the show, is like, we need to talk about it. And it's exactly how I felt after the game itself. And I hadn't felt that, I don't even know, like in decades, maybe if ever, like seldom, maybe 5-6 times before that, before The Last of Us. I finished The Last of Us the first time on PS3, and I immediately went to the internet and I'm like, I've got to consume something about this.
Yeah.
And that's where Podcast Beyond was really for me back in those days. It was like, they had the ending and they talked, like, because you just have to, like, you never experience an ending like that ever. So I'm excited for people who don't know what's coming to experience it.
Dude, people at work are trying to get same information out of me.
Same. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, amazing.
I'm not going to tell you. And it's funny because like one of the clients, they were acting a fool. And literally the new girl just goes, yeah, like he sounded like a ticker or a clicker.
I'm oh, like, my gosh. It's happening. Yeah.
It's happening.
It's happening. And we're getting a Mario movie this year, too, which is just amazing. I'm so excited, man. But no, I haven't been able to tell you that. You guys are doing a great job of the post show recaps. It's awesome.
Can I tell you something? That's all off the cuff.
Well, what else is it going to be?
I have no notes. Like, there's not even like a, hey, we should, like, there's no section. It's like, we should talk about this.
No, that's
this.
You and Kyle have been podcasting together forever, which is funny that you say that, because Kyle comes in just like ready to go. He wants to tell you all the things and he's like, okay, you get us back under control. It's like, you don't have notes. Like, there's no schedule to this at all.
Yeah, I'm like,
no, so it's good. Awesome, man. And that's the thing, is at a certain point, it's just going to be like another like 10 out of 10 episode. Like, of course it's great. Although there was some things to discuss in after episode 2. There's definitely a couple like, you know, I don't know if this is the place. I don't know if we're allowed to.
I don't think we're allowed to right now.
I'm just going
to
move on. I'm just going to like,
okay.
I'm not going to.
Thank you for the compliment. I guess
you
guys
are doing
great. Yourself.
Yeah.
I was going to give you guys compliments, but I decided to.
That's fine.
To not.
That's fine. I was away from the Nintendo Drive this week, and I enjoy listening to Lachlan and Seth kind of just have their show. It's kind of sweet.
Can I be honest with you guys?
Yeah.
I really like the Nintendo Drive.
Me too. Thank you.
I think Bobby would be proud.
Aww.
Yeah. I think you guys get the essence I think person brings something to the table. I like how Lockleth tries her goddamn best to just wrangle you guys.
Dude, I it's so funny. Like, we don't have when Cato and I did it, we were doing it in the morning and we both had to like get to our lives. Like afterwards, like she had to go either work or be a mom or whatever, and I had to go to work myself. And Ryan and I do the Xbox Drive, and it's like in there just at lunchtime, and we have very short amount of time to be able to do it. Nintendo Drive, we're all clear. Like, it's in the evenings, Tuesdays, like we're all good. And I think that alone just kind of it allows a different flavor.
Yeah, it's the only show I'm able to catch live because I don't know, for some reason it just fits into my life. But
it's fun.
And I gotta be honest, I think Seth has a future in this thing, you know?
Dude, how do we make this happen for the, like, he's risking it all. He's the one just like, he's full time. Like, this is his job. Damn. This is his livelihood, is content creation.
Yeah.
So it's like, let's get him up there. It's like we're all stand. I always look at it kind of like we're all stand-up comedians, and one of us is gonna, you know, be the, you know, Seinfeld or whoever.
And we're hoping,
hopefully not that Louis C.K. Hopefully nobody do that, please.
Listen,
but you know, like Blessing or Alex Van Aken, like there have been some of us who kind of go on to go do incredible things.
Snowbank Mike. It's kind of like what we were talking a little bit about it. You know, what's happening in the gaming industry of like their attraction right now. And I talked about how it's going to be personality driven. And I leaned in a little negatively when I went to like the enthusiast side, because it does scare me. It really does. The enthusiast part scares the crap out of me. But it's kind of what I say to Kyle. I'm like, it's us. Like, it's not about going to IGN. It's about being IGN.
Yeah.
It's like, that's where this whole thing is headed.
I saw a thing that was really snappy that I thought was really interesting. It was, people are drowning in content and starving for community.
Yes.
I thought that was really interesting because I'm like looking around even just in my room. I've got more books than I could possibly read in a lifetime. And for some reason I decided this is the year I'm going to do it all. You know, like, there's so much content, and whether it's books or movies or podcasts or whatever, YouTube videos, games, like the list goes on. There's so much. And so people have their choice, right? So where will they land? Where will they spend their time?
And there's a lot of legacy content that's out there now
that
we once looked up to that is kind of either waning or, you know, not being shepherded correctly, I feel. Or not corrected, but just the new stuff is overshining it. There's new people coming in, and those people are creating something different that, like, it's not like counterculture per se, but it feels different. There's a community there, and that's what people are going to. So, like, to me, it's like, it's not about the big sites. It's about the micro influencer and how we're going to influence the market.
Yeah.
That's just where I see it. So to me, it's like, it's not a matter of if at this point for us, I think it's a matter of when.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how I feel about it, man. It's a scary time, but I would try to, like, my biggest advice for people that are trying to get into this space of like, how do I do it? Create a podcast, create a YouTube series, learn, like, watch what people are doing. Like, for example, I gave, you know, Sean Skillup. Skillup's great, but why is he great? So, like, ask yourself the why does this work? Ask yourself that. And I think that's how you're going to learn. So to me, it's like, get that personality, you know, gain that personality. It's not like, get a personality, that sounds so dick. But like, gain that personality, that you know, persona, not personality. There you go. That's the thing.
Persona.
I think that's what's going to help push folks over, because there's a lot of writers that got laid off, but I saw so many people worrying about Gene Park, right? Like, I saw a lot of people laid off, but I saw a lot of people going, what's happening to Jeff Grubb?
Yeah.
Those people are personalities.
I thought Jeff Grubb left like the big, like, who's he? Isn't he with Giant Bomb now?
Now he's with Giant Bomb, but Giant Bomb also had layoffs.
That's funny because I should think of Giant Bomb more as like one of those big companies, like, but I still think of, I think of them more as like a grassroots kind of thing, but they're definitely not. I think in some cases it's a matter of how, like, what does a umbrella have to support? So as you start to grow, like, what's your overhead like, right? Yeah. Like for us as an example, like our overhead is all of our hosts and a few expenses. And so you scale that up to what you see some of these other channels do. And it's like, you got a Kind of Funny studio over here and you got all these other things. And it's like,
dude, that studio is,
it's nuts. Crazy. It is gorgeous. And I hope that that works for them. Honestly, I really do. But what I worry about is that the expectation is that you can have your cake and eat it too. In that you can have 50 people on the team and you've got this giant studio and hundreds of thousands of dollars in overhead and also pay your people a living wage. And it's like, I think that's where it starts to break down. I don't think it's inherent in just gaming coverage. I think it's what people are trying to build and the anchor that they create for themselves with all this extra stuff.
And it's not just that too. It's like, people are like, oh, this could be the job. And I'm like, it's been the job for me for a minute. And I'm telling you, like, pay ain't there.
Yeah.
Pay ain't there and the treatment ain't there because they know they could treat you like shit.
Not from someone else. That's why you got to do it yourself.
Got to do it yourself. You know? And even then, it's like, what's your mission here? Because it may, and chances are, won't work out the way you think it's going to.
But that's the nature of, and this is where people get so frustrated with capitalism, I think, is because, like, you could do it yourself. But there's risk involved in that as well. Like kind of like starting up your own restaurant or opening a franchise, right? Like where a franchise is going to cost you a lot more. You paid whatever, McDonald's $1 million to open up a McDonald's. But it's McDonald's, you know, like you're going to have, it's just this trade-off. It's this known quantity versus who the heck are you? Go start up your own thing and good luck. But if you get it, then you get to reap all the benefits instead of kind of catching the success off of something else that's been previously built or built by somebody else.
Yeah, I think actually you said it pretty perfect. So like for me, I agree with you there as well. Like one of our goals for the Trophy Room is like, we want it to be where one episode is 10,000 downloads. And once it hits that number, then we feel comfortable going to someone and going, hey, could you sponsor this show and for how long?
Yeah.
And we know we're not going to be there anytime soon. So for us, it's just like, it's not like, man, what is it? Manscaped, it's something else, but they're just like, all those deals to me are very, manipulative because they know that you're not going to hit what is required for them or required for you to pay you, but just enough that they will get full profit,
the promotion
off of it.
they get you know, if you have say 4,500 downloads and the threshold is 5,000, then they get to advertise to 4,500 people still. And I see what you mean.
And so like if we have those numbers, then we can go up to an advertiser going, no, we reject that, we're not going to take that. And so it's about being patient. It's about knowing when the time is, not just doing it because a moment presents itself. You got to know that it is the moment. And I fuck up that all the time.
I feel like something is happening on YouTube. Like, I don't know what it is, but I feel like something big is happening with YouTube right now.
Like what?
It seems like there's opportunity there. And maybe I feel like I'm 10 years late figuring this out because we've been so focused on podcasts for so many years. YouTube thing might be something, you know, I don't know.
Something here.
It just seems like, and maybe this is delusion, I don't know, but it seems like it's just becoming more and more of a viable option for people. Like that, it's not just a PewDiePie. Right. Like there is, of course, there's this top 0.1% up there. And I don't know what the numbers are, but it just seems like there's a way to do it. I don't think that any of us in kind of our sphere have really figured it out. Mostly, I would say probably because we all have full-time jobs, you know, and we haven't really dedicated ourselves to it. But I think that that's maybe if we're all looking at ourselves in the mirror and having a good hard conversation with each other, it's like, is there more that could be done in order to grow our channels to whatever we want them to be? Like, I think the answer is yes. Yeah. And the only thing keeping us back is the amount of time. I got a little cat. This is Max. Max is here. Hello, Max.
Oh, wow.
He's loud. Can you hear
real
that?
Talkative. Yeah, he's real talkative.
Yeah, he's a barn cat. Yeah, and I don't really like him all that much, but
fair enough.
He I think he knows that, and so I think that makes me seem like a cat. So he likes that.
So he's like, maybe I'm like, I don't like you. Myself.
Like me. He's like, love me.
Come on, man. What do I gotta do? Oh, he's cute. I like
him. Orange cat.
I like him.
Yep.
He's a little furball. He's trying to show his little ass.
Yes.
In the camera.
Chocolate starfish.
You like what you see?
Yeah, he's on the show now.
Yeah. I think there is something with YouTube. I don't know.
But you guys have grown while you focused on your podcast is the counterpoint to that. Because like at some point, like you were kind of split, I think. And then you're like, no, we're focusing on the podcast, making the podcast as good as it can be. And I feel like that has benefited you as well.
Yeah. I think the show's great. Because there was the fork in the road, because the show I always tell with Bobby presenting me, like, you could be a shitty YouTuber or you could do something that is more meaningful and you'll feel better doing it, but it's going to take you longer to achieve that. And I'm like, okay, it's going to take me longer, but I'm not going to be a miserable, you know, crappy person. All right, I'll go do it. And that's what I did. But like, even then, like when we, like Kyla and I have talked about live shows and I still don't know yet.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't want it to detract from the product. And I have to, like, we have to be really clear to folks that like, I'm not reading the chat. We're not reading the chat in the slightest. So like, you know, the thing that we've discussed is like, there'll be a pre-show where we're all joking around, you know, going back and forth. If you give a super chat, we will read it, but it will be after the show.
Oh, interesting.
And Jeff,
see, that's where we need to get to. We need to only read super chats. That's like the whatchamacallit, like the lords, the iron lords do that.
So like Jeff Grubb does it, and it's a section on the show, and he literally stops the show and then goes, okay, here's the super chats, and then moves on. And that said, that all that sounds great in theory, but it takes longer and there's a whole lot more editing. So what then it would turn into is, okay,
what do you mean it takes more editing?
We need to cut that portion out of the main show.
Would you?
So yeah, absolutely I would.
Hmm.
So I'd be like, hey, listen,
I would want podcast listeners to know that thing's happening over there. Like, come on over to YouTube.
Perhaps. I think Kinda Funny does it pretty well in terms of how they do it, because they're like, hey, there's a, if you're on YouTube, there's an after show on YouTube, and we post it later on Patreon. So that's what we're looking at, those models going, maybe we do it this way.
Yeah, that's what I love doing, actually. And I don't know if maybe there's another time I'd love to like compare notes on that, because I love chats like this. Like, what are other people doing? Not necessarily to copy entirely one format, but like, okay, a little bit from here. I've talked about this before, but I like doing that. And it's rare. Like, there's only so many channels that I can take a look at. And so sharing that kind of like, what did you find? I think that's interesting stuff.
Yeah. It goes back to what I was saying. It's like, find out why that thing works.
Yeah.
So like, you like Skill Up? That's great. Understand why Skill Up works.
Do I need an accent? Like a different accent?
Oh, mate. I'm voting for Blumen Gage.
I'm Russell Crowe. Oh my God, it's Russell Crowe.
Oh my God.
Fighting around the world. Tucker, why'd you do it? Three people know what I'm talking about.
But that's really what it is, man. It's
yep.
It's finding out why and then going, okay, so how do I implement that why, the answer I get into my product?
Yeah.
And that's what you do.
No, I just talked to Drellish for 3 hours before Christmas, and like, I'm not supposed to be doing any of this, I don't think. I think I just need to sit and have a look and just observe.
Why do you want to just observe?
Because I'm always problem solving. I'm always like, oh, we got to fix this. We got to do this. We got to do this. Oh. It's just like, let's just sit in this for a little bit. And also I have a wonderful team of aspirational and ambitious people who, like, I didn't say to anybody, hey, we need a thing on YouTube. Court and Seth just, like, that happened super organically for them.
Hey, can I go back to shitting on Court for just a sec?
Oh, were you ever there?
No, but I always feel like I get there.
Okay. Why?
Me. I get it. He's just too attractive. Because here's the thing. I go, what's like, there has to be something wrong with Court.
Oh, no. Right?
Like,
why?
He's too symmetrical.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. He's
too handsome.
There's too much perfection. So,
yeah. What's the thing that's wrong?
Third nipple.
Yeah. I think he's got a big head.
Webbed toes.
That's what I think. I think he's got a big head, little
big
body.
Heads are attractive. Like that's a thing.
You think so?
I think like really? It, photogenic wise, I think it works out. If you look at the most attractive people in the world, they have big heads, big eyes.
But when he steps out of frame, uh-oh.
Then he just falls over.
Like, I'm thinking of like, what's like the nature Hawaiian head thing?
Like the Easter Island.
Easter Island. There you go. Easter Island.
Man. What did you call it?
Hawaiian.
Holiday or Hawaiian. Hawaiian. Just holiday. Just we're gonna take Easter away from him too. You don't have Christmas or Easter. Happy holidays again. God, that wouldn't be good.
Did we solve
anything? Were we out here to solve anything?
No, I think we started talking
Xbox had
a
decent direct. Last of Us is good.
Last of Us is good. Make content you enjoy. There's something off about Court. We need to discover what it is.
Ryan is gonna abandon us all. He's gonna run off into the sunset
for Yoko.
He got a new PC. He's got a Did capable he? PC. Yes, he does. Very exciting.
That's the next thing we're saving up for the trophy room.
That's sweet, man. Yeah,
that'll be good. Is a dope PC. Dope. So maybe I could do the streaming / recording while we're doing cool stuff.
That's the thing. I feel like you're doing so well with like a hand tied behind your back.
Not at all. I am barely above water, Sean.
No, you guys are doing great, man.
Awesome. February is going to be great, though.
What's in February?
I can't tell you. Mm. I can't tell you the people we're talking to, Sean.
Oh, really?
Jinx it all.
Well, we have a few milestones. I want to pick your brain maybe next month or so.
Let's just pick it right here.
Couple episodes 100s are coming up. The RPG Cave, Nintendo Drive, PlayStation Drive, 100s will happen this year. 300 for the Xbox Drive is happening this year. And around E3-ish.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So If everything works out well and Ryan doesn't kick me off the show or anything like that.
Or you kick him off the
show. Or there's no, or you know what? Most likely there's going to be like a mutiny of some sort. Like I'll just get like thrown off the boat.
Who do you think it is? Matt's a quiet one.
Yeah.
You should
it'll be Court. No, it'll be, it's been Court.
Nah, we already picked on Court enough. He already thinks I hate him.
I think I can't see Matt doing it. I can't see Matt doing it.
No, I could see Matt doing it.
I could see handing the whole thing over to Seth.
I think he mutinies against you and then goes, Seth, this is yours. And then he jumps off the boat.
And then I just like, all right, I'll put the cement boots on myself.
Exactly. Jump off. Yeah.
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 Yeah. I think
that's how that mutiny works. We suck at like doing any type of anniversaries because the trophy rewards was actually episode 300.
Was it really?
Theoretically, yeah.
I stopped counting for We the Gamer Cast, and I think it's really up there. Like it's been going for 7 years, so it's definitely up there. And Fulia was the one actually recently who told us that we have 1,000 pieces of content on Patreon now. Oof. We just crossed over 1,000 posts on Patreon.
I think maybe that's too much.
Well, it actually goes back to the Make Us Better. Yumi Capri Days. I don't remember if it goes all the way back to Make Us Better, but like there's Bobby content on our Patreon. Like you go far back enough, there's Bobby content. Like there's episodes of Yumi and Capri with me and Bobby on this Patreon. So people should go back and check
out. Can we end the show on this?
Yeah.
Shout out to Image and Form.
Oh, yes, dude. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Can we talk about this? You know way more than I.
Well, only that Mark Carabin actually reached out to Brian from Image and Form and said, hey, congrats on the new announcement. Is there any way we can get Bobby Pauls, the Nintendo guru, in as like NPC or something like that? And Brian and Bobby met years and years ago, like before SteamWorld Dig, or maybe just as it came out. Bobby got in touch with Brian and drove like across New Jersey. There was some sort of show that Image and Form was at, and so Bobby drove all the way over to meet them, and they stayed friends ever since. And Bobby was like one of the first like ambassadors of them. He was in some sort of program, and they would give him free codes every time the game came out, and he would be able to share those codes. It wasn't just for him to have. It was for him to spread out and give to other people. So Bobby and them were actually quite close. And I'm trying to remember, I think we actually have a Google form or spreadsheet of around here somewhere. Imogen form provided, I swear it was like 1,000 codes for Gaming for Guru. And or maybe they donated $1,000. Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Like they donated a ton to Bobby's GoFundMe when he was in the hospital. So their support for him has just been incredible. And Mark went to them and said, hey, can Bobby be in the game? And he went back to the team, said, looks like it's a little too late for this game, but they did get a green light for the, another project that we don't know what it is.
That so, is stellar.
Isn't that amazing? And that's like, it's exactly what should happen.
Oh, for this guy. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't know. Because I think it's always a dream of all of ours to maybe it's mine. I'd love to be in a video game.
That'd not be amazing.
Like a character, but just like a side character, you know?
Yeah, and not only just in a game, but like this is so meaningful. Like Bobby adored these games. He adored these developers. It's not just like some random, you know, developer who doesn't really know him or anything. Like it's just the connection and the friendship is there. And it's just that much more meaningful. And Bobby would love that. And he would love this game, SteamWorld Build, that they just put a demo out for. Like they would, Bobby would be stoked about it. It's SimCity kind of Animal Crossing-ish SteamWorld world. That's
in it.
And more like this has happened. Zelda's coming out this year and so much has happened. Like there's these moments where it's like, Bobby would just love this, you know? Yeah. He'd be so happy to see whatever, like this.
Now let's walk away from this humble, beautiful moment that we have.
Yeah, you're a piece of garbage.
I was thinking while you were talking, nothing about just only like, how do we get this back to myself?
Oh, okay.
Right. Like, how do we like, okay, I liked the praise before and I love Bobby and all, but like, I know Bobby would want me to turn it back to myself.
No.
You know?
No? I think you've already exceeded Bobby's low expectations. I'm just kidding.
I was thinking about him the other day. Real talk. Again, you get these moments. You're like, you hit the milestone. You're like,
well, his anniversary is coming up. Man.
Maybe that's it. Sadly. I was just like, I wish I could. Because you know what it was? I was getting up to do something. I think we're cleaning out. Hot damn. Look at that hunk. Yeah. We're cleaning out my room, and I'm like, there's a few statues I need to go to Next Level Games and sell.
Oh, yes.
And I'm like, remember when I drove 2 hours to South Jersey to meet a perfect stranger?
Mm-hmm.
And had a blast.
Weren't you with Joe after work and Nick Militia?
Yeah.
At Next Level Games. Who else was there? I feel like you guys did. Was it just you three?
I think it was just us three.
And then Nick, you, Joe, there. Bobby, and Nick, yeah.
God knows what we talked about, but that moment.
Do yourself if you ever feel nostalgic or anything, you want to go down memory lane, go listen to some old episodes of things that we would have done together, or even yourself reading off patrons from early days, and just like Joel Brooks and James Johnson and Nick Militia from Next Level Games and Sheldon Benedict and some of these old, like, it takes you back, man. It's really interesting. Yeah, really cool.
It makes me feel nice.
It is. It's nice. It's good.
That said, I do want to give myself one more shout out. See, again, I got to bring it back to me. This is where
whatever you want to do.
I'm just letting PlayStation know something.
Uh-huh.
Episode 1 of The Last of Us came out.
Uh-huh.
What was the second most popular tweet about The Last of Us?
Oh, yeah. You did good on this. What did you even say?
I said, people, how is the first episode of The Last of Us HBO show? Me, and it's the video of Homelander going, it was perfect. Every single moment.
So weird what goes viral on the internet, man.
It went viral. It's the second most popular tweet. PlayStation, where's my backpack?
Seriously.
Where's my beanie? Where's my little side light? You know? I'm not saying that I did your marketing for you, but I did your marketing for you better than, let's be honest, you did.
I hope they just send you an external like disk drive.
I hope they send me a picture of Pedro Pascal giving me the finger.
You need like a Mount Rushmore of PlayStation executives.
Yeah.
You need like the Shuhei, the Andrew Ryan, who else have you had? Is it Andrew Ryan?
Andrew Ryan? You would never lie.
Jim Ryan and Ryan. You have all these Ryans?
Andrew House.
And I'm like, that can't be right. Who's Andrew Ryan?
Andrew Ryan.
Is that Bioshock?
Yeah. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, so but, Mount Rushmore. That'd be fun. We should just have Mount Rushmores of like Xbox. We'd have Seamus and Peter.
Seamus Blackley. Phil Spencer's right up there. He's in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sati is in the corner because he didn't kill the division.
You don't want to talk about Activision?
Oh, like all the studio, all the publishers they've acquired and consolidated power for. And we're all
cheering. I don't know why I brought it up.
Congratulations.
Max really is back. What do you want?
Love.
Love.
I would like you to love me.
Everybody said cats were cleaner and they're not. Yeah.
But can I now end it on a tweet that someone quote?
Can you just
me?
End it? Can you just can end just, it?
Because I feel like this is great. This is honestly one of the best replies I've seen in a long time. I wrote, "Who wore it better, Kaylee? I don't know her last name, Kardashian, or Gottfried, the first Elden Lord?" Because she wore a dress where there's literally a fake lion head on her shoulder. It looks stupid as all hell. And then we have the Elden Lord himself with a giant ghost lion on his shoulder. It looks sick as hell. And this person quote tweeted, "It's the best thing I've ever seen. Gottfried slayed. No, literally, he killed me so many times."
Dude, February is going to be a nuts month. Ow, Max, get out of here. Bit my hand.
Son of a bitch.
Gran Turismo in VR is going to be amazing. Even though that game is boring and up its own ass, that game
car culture.
Car culture, not in and of itself, isn't bad, but that's a little.
You know what? Let's end the show about like what games that are on our fantasy league will be in February again.
Oh,
you know, let's end it there.
Okay,
like,
what do we got? Okay, upcoming games
in the lead.
Well, we're going to be in the lead. Let's see. We've got a good mix of games for both of us coming out in February. So
Theater Rhythm, Final Bar.
Theater Rhythm. That's a Ryan S pick right there.
Ryan, what are we doing? But I've heard people go, oh, it's great.
I know. People are excited about it. Right. Like a Dragon Ishin is you guys. I think that's going to do well. That'll be 87.
Yeah.
Horizon Call of the Mountain. Is that? That's VR.
Yep. 90.
It's going to be 77.
90.
Octopath Traveler 2. I didn't realize this had a date for February 24th, but that's happening.
I would maybe get rid of it.
It's 83. No, that's going to be 83.
Low 80s.
That's exactly what I just said.
But like lower than 83, like 81.
Like 82. Okay, well, whatever. Destiny 2, 85. It'll get you an 85.
Better fucking give us more than that.
And then that's it for February for games. And then you
Wulong
got you
Fallen got Dynasty.
We're in March 3rd.
Oh, wait. Oh, sorry. I thought Wulong was in February.
Those are the only ones that we've picked. Now it's like, okay, well, what else is coming in February that we don't have here? Deliver Us Mars. How come we don't have that?
So I'm pretty sure we'll be in the lead after February. And then probably just carry it the whole way through.
Okay, we'll see. Returnal on PC, that's not going to get a review, but that'll be cool. Hogwarts, I don't think either of us are picking it up.
It'd be real cool if we talked to the voice actor that voices Celine in that game.
Voices who?
Celine in
Returnal?
In Returnal. That'd be cool.
I haven't played it. I haven't played it yet.
That'd be real cool.
I should check that out.
If she was a guest on the Trophy Room in February, that would be cool.
Interesting. Well, people can look forward to that. Kirby's Return to Dreamland Deluxe, February 24th.
That would be rad.
Look at all this VR. This is all VR yet, stuff.
It's going to happen.
Atomic Heart. Did either of us pick up Atomic Heart? I guess not.
Nervous.
Yeah, me too.
Part of it looks really good, and another part is like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. So.
All right. I'm done.
So pretty much what, you know, I don't want to speak for Sean. We're going to be winning either by February or March, and we're just going to carry it on through. Just going to carry it on through.
We'll see. Stay tuned. It's going to be a wild year. It's a great, this many games, this many counterpicks. Yeah. Anything could happen. We'll see. Best of luck. Are you guys doing a community one? Do you have a community?
Yeah, and I'll probably win that one too.
Yeah, you did real well in it last year. You did great. Did you hear about Nasty, Mr. Nasty Boots in our league? His publisher name, his publisher name is, if you don't think I am Jesus Christ is a 10, you are a bigot. And that was his fourth pick. I am Jesus Christ, come into steam. And I think
I feel like there's so many pointed things there. So many points he's trying to put across. Yeah, but all right.
It was the second counter pick. The first counter pick was Forspoken, which is amazing, actually, when you think about it.
And it scored a lot better than we thought.
It scored, it's 69.1. Nice. So as a counter pick, it gets you almost a point. So that's actually really good.
Yeah.
You know? For a game that you know is coming out and you think is going to review poorly, that's tough to do. In this league in particular, Tim Paulin counterpicks Suicide Squad, kill the Justice League. I think that's as risky as it gets, man. That's ballsy.
Yeah.
Well, right next to it is Starfield.
But you know what? At least you took the risk, unlike someone I've been talking to for the past hour.
Well, whatever. I don't know. I'm not going to. You should check out our fantasy league here. It's cool. We have two leagues actually.
I can't believe you counterpicked Replaced.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yikes.
77. Yikes. All right. My voice is tired.
Me too. I am tired. I'm very tired. I only have 3 hours of sleep.
Go to bed. Take care of yourself.
I'm going to go read a book or something.
Go get your bedtime routine. Brush your teeth.
This is my bedtime routine. I'm going to brush my teeth.
No kidding, right? This is our bedtime routine as podcasters.
Yeah.
This is how I go to sleep. I talk for an hour straight, and then I go immediately to bed.
Then do it again tomorrow. I love you, too.
Bye.